In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. We certainly do it a lot in the church, but why do we pray? And why do we need to praise God? God knows what we need, so when we pray, we're not praying because we need to fill him in on anything, and we're not trying to talk God into doing anything. The reason why we pray is because we need to change. And when we open up our heart and we pray rightly, we open up our hearts to receive God's grace and his mercy, and so we enter into a right relationship with him, where he is our God and we are his people, and he leads us like a shepherd. And we praise God not because God needs to be reminded of who he is or what he has done, but because we need to be reminded of who he is and what he's done. And when we draw closer to him, praise bubbles up in our hearts because we can't possibly contain all the mercies and the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. And so it flows out from us in unceasing praise. And in the final part of Psalm 65, the resurrection psalm, which we've talked about the two previous Sundays, we hear about how we ought to pray and how we ought to praise God. Come and hear, and I will declare unto you, all ye that fear God, what things he hath done for my soul. Earlier in the psalm, we heard it said, come and see the works of the Lord. And now we're told to come and hear. And as I've mentioned many times, you need to remember that when you see the word hear in the Bible, in Hebrew, hear and obey meant the same thing. If you really heard, you obeyed. And if you obeyed, that means that you heard. And there's an interesting connection between this and what we just read in the gospel reading. The Samaritan woman tells the other people in the village, come and see. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And then later on, we're told that the Samaritans in the city believed on him for the saying of the woman. In other words, they believed that there was something to what she had to say because of what she said. So based on someone else's experience, they had some level of faith. But then it says, so when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days, and many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. So they were asked to come and see. They were told about what God had done by someone else, but then they heard, and then they began to experience Christ for themselves, and so their faith became what it ought to be. The righteous tell what God has done for them, but when it says, come and hear, and I will declare unto you, all ye that fear God, the point that's being made there, according to the fathers, is that we don't share the mysteries and the deep things of the faith with people who are scoffers. Christ in the gospel says, give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before a swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and tear you in pieces. This doesn't mean that we only talk about our experiences with God or give testimony to God to people who are members of the church, but when we're talking to people, we're wasting our time if we're talking to a scoffer. But if we're talking to someone who actually has some measure of fear of God and wants to know more, then we can share this with them. As it says in Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if you don't have at least some measure of fear of the Lord, you're not going to be able to accept any of the wisdom of the teachings of the church. Unto him with my mouth have I cried, and I exalted him with my tongue. Praising God rightly purifies the heart, it strengthens our faith, and it gives us courage. When we praise God for what he's already done, we gain faith to trust him in the future for what he will do. If in my heart I regarded unrighteousness, let the Lord not hear me. Wherefore God hath hearkened unto me, he hath been attentive to the voice of my supplication. So it says, if in my heart I regard unrighteousness, in other words, if I'm treasuring some sin in my heart, I'm not giving up some sin, then he says, may the Lord not hear me. There's many places in Scripture where we're told that there are certain prayers that God doesn't hear, not in the sense that he doesn't know what we said, but in the sense that he's not going to do what we're asking. He's not going to listen to what we have to say. In Proverbs, it says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." And then elsewhere it says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous." And the gospel reading that we'll hear next Sunday, at one point the blind man says, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth." But we do know that God does listen to the prayer of a sinner when that prayer is humble and repentant. A sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit, and a heart that is broken and humble God will not despise, we hear in Psalm 50. Also, the prophet Isaiah says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good things of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." So why is it that God won't hear the prayers of someone who's not repentant? Well, the thing is, you're not opening up your heart to the grace of God, so therefore you can't be in a right relationship with him. You don't even have the beginnings of that possibility when you don't have repentance. And so it's very important that we begin our prayers by asking God's forgiveness, by saying the Jesus prayer. In the prayer book, you'll almost always see before morning and evening prayers where it says that you say a prayer along the lines of, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." If we recognize that we're sinners in need of God's mercy, God will listen to that prayer. But if we're holding something back, if we're saying, "Well, this sin I like too much, I'm not going to give up, I'm going to keep doing it," then we might as well not even bother, because that means we're treasuring a sin in our heart and we're not really repentant. And then it ends with, "Blessed is God, who hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy away from me." If we come to God humbly in repentance, God will not turn away our prayer. Though we go through trials, God will be with us. Though we go through fire and water, God will bring us out into refreshment. He will establish our souls in life, and he will never permit our feet to be shaken. As we hear in the Paschal Canon, "Let us purify our senses, and we shall see Christ shining in the unapproachable light of his resurrection. We shall clearly hear him say, 'Rejoice,' as we sing the song of victory, 'Christ is risen from the dead.'" Amen.